All right, hello and welcome to the official first episode of the Beauty and the Bush podcast. I'm your host, Adrienne Lee, and I really don't know where to look. I've got Instagram over here, and I've got YouTube over here, and I've got the podcast right here in my hand with my fancy little mic. So let's roll the intro and get right into today's episode, shall we? Welcome to Beauty in the Bush. This podcast is for estheticians who want to take their career into their own hands and become estepreneurs like me. I'm Adrienne Lee, aka the Estepreneur, over on Instagram, and I love helping estheticians step into their CEO energy, implement systems and processes within their business, and utilize the power of social media to build and make impact within their business. If that sounds like something that you'd be interested in, keep on listening. In today's episode, I really just want to speak on something that is coming up with some of my coaching clients, and that is kind of them seeing me and seeing where I'm at in business and really maybe in a certain sense, feeling like they don't know how they're going to get there. And I've been an entrepreneur for 4 years, and I've worked rather quickly on my craft and really building my business, and it has been my number one priority. So I don't want you to ever look at me and compare yourself to me and be like, oh my gosh, she did all of this. I don't know how I'm possibly going to get to her level or beyond her level. So I do want to let you guys know, like, it didn't happen overnight. It is a long journey and it is a slow journey. And really, all that it takes is your willpower being stronger than your fear, your trust in what you want to offer to the world being stronger than your fear. Your faith being stronger than your fear and any doubts, and really pushing aside any doubts that you may have within yourself and your business ownership. You know, you should be as confident as possible when going into business for yourself. Otherwise, it will shine through in all aspects of your business, not just, in your business success, you know, like it will shine through with your clients, which obviously all leads to business success. But if you're not confident every single day when you wake up, clients are going to pick up on that. Employees are going to pick up on that. You know, colleagues are going to pick up on that. Networking, all of the people that you're networking with, they're going to pick up on that. So you really have to just own your craft and own who you are and really get past, like, push past that mindset block, because that is truly the number one thing that I would say causes the most issues in business, is just like really doubting yourself and really not believing in what you want to offer. So another thing that has come up with some of my coaching clients is like they are at their step one, and that is great, and that is perfectly fine to be at step one, but they have their step 20 in mind, yet they're living in their step one. So if you think about business, obviously we're never done. Like, as soon as you get to that finish line, you know, as soon as you hire the 10 team members that you want, or have a fully booked clientele list, or I don't know, get the brick and mortar and step out completely, and you're just the owner. Like, as soon as you get there, it's going to be the next step. It's going to be, okay, what can I do now? Because if you're a business owner, you already have these like forward-thinking thoughts. You're constantly driving for the next goal and striving to be better than you were yesterday. So if that is you, right, and you're living and experiencing chapter one, but you see chapter 20 being, you know, whatever it may be in your mind, But as you're experiencing chapter one, also living chapter one, and you're doing chapter one activities, you're not pushing forward into chapters 3, 4, 7, 10, 12. Like, you are in chapter one and you're staying in chapter one. There is no striving for more. There is no, let me get a little uncomfortable and let me, you know, think forward. Okay, if I've got 10 team members, how am I going to maintain them within my business? I'm going to need payroll. I'm going to need inventory. I'm going to need clientele. I'm going to need a booking system that can support the amount of clients that we will be taking in. Say you're a service provider, and just for easy numbers, you have 100 clients per month. So you want 10 team members. Does your booking software allow for, what even is that? 1,000, I guess. Y'all, I should not have done math in this episode because I'm really like showing you my weak spots. That's why calculators exist. I think it's 10,000. I think it's maybe 1,000. I don't know. I don't really care, honestly. But you want to make sure that your booking site can, it's 1,000. 100 times 10 equals 1,000. That's my quick math. It's not very quick. But does your booking site allow for that many clients? Surely it does, because every booking site should. Can you send that many emails to that many clients? Like, you need to be forward thinking. You need to say, okay, I want to be there. What are some steps and actions that I can take in today's world, in today's, you know, chapter one, that will push me towards my chapter 20? Because if you're living and experiencing chapter one and you're also doing actions that fulfill chapter one responsibilities, you're not getting to chapter two. You're not getting to chapter three. You're never going to get to chapter 20. And let me just tell you one thing. Chapter 20 is never going to be something that you just stumble upon. It's never going to be something that you're like, oh, I feel so prepared right now to invest in my chapter 20, whatever it may be, fill in the blank, right? You are always going to have fear. You are always going to feel like an imposter. You are always going to feel like you're not ready, but you might be ready. You might be just a little bit more ready than you were yesterday, and a little bit is better than nothing. And you are able to really shine with just a little bit of confidence. And the DeLulu is the Salulu moment that's going around on social media. That's like what you need to live by. You really need to be delusional and overconfident in your skills, and that is going to attract opportunities, clientele, team members, brick and mortar spaces into your life that if you were back in that doubting mindset, they would never have stumbled upon you and never wanted to even want anything to do with you if you're living in this like chapter one mentality. I hope that makes sense. I really do think that business is like all mindset and just a little bit of skill and a little bit of strategy. But honestly, once you get the strategy down, it's like set it and forget it. Then you have to go through all of the inner reworkings, the rewiring of your brain to go into that next level. So I think if you believe that you want to be at chapter 20, then you need to be at chapter 20 already. Like, what are you doing? Obviously, it takes money, right? It takes time. It takes effort. And I definitely understand that. Trust me, I understand that, because it has been an uphill battle for me running my business. But I also opened my business with a thought in mind that I'm going to have team members. I'm going to be out of the treatment room. I'm going to be here, I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to be doing that. And guess what? I am. I'm no longer taking clients. I am teaching other estheticians how to get to where they want to go. And that might look different for everyone. And that is perfect. That is amazing, because it takes every little, it takes all kinds of kinds, right? It takes all different personalities to make things go. It takes all different skill sets to make things go. If we all wanted to be service providers, we would not have mentors. We would not have clients, because they would all be service providers, right? So I think really like honing in and really locking in on what you want to do with your career and really going for that all in, but focusing on the next step. Always forward thinking. Never like where I'm at right now is where I'm going to be forever, because if you get down in the dumps about where you're at right now, say you're trying to build your clientele and you've got one client on your books for the whole week, right? You can sit on that and harp on that and be like, woe is me, I only have one client this week. Or you can say, wow, I have so much time to create content for my ideal clients. How can I serve my ideal clients today on social media, or send an email to the 5 clients that are on my email list? Or how can I build my email list? How can I entice people enough that they want to subscribe to my email list? How can I be forward thinking in this moment? How can I stop dwelling in where I'm at right now and really start setting some things in place to get me to where I want to go? So I think that is like really the whole name of the game, is just to recognize where you're at, be thankful and grateful for where you're at. I think definitely be grateful for where you're at, because where you're at is better than where you were yesterday. Where you're at tomorrow is going to be better than where you are today. Oh my gosh, I could go off on so many tangents right now. I also just want to speak on, like, if you want to be that service provider, right? If you want to be fully booked, if you want to have your dreamiest clients, if you want the business of your dreams, all of those things are energy, right? So if you're vibrating on this wavelength, but your dream clients and your dream brick and mortar are way up here on this higher wavelength, they are not going to resonate with this lower wavelength frequency that you're putting out there. So just like if you want to attract the love of your life, how can you be that person that the love of your life deserves? How can you be that service provider that the dream clients deserve? Can you maybe get up an hour earlier and stretch and have an extra cup of coffee, or eat that full meal and go for a walk around the block, or journal, or read a self-help book? Like, who is that service provider that your dream clients are going to? Is it somebody that rolls out of bed with a messy bun, no makeup on, and she's wearing sweatpants? If that's who they are going to, great, show up as her. If they're not going to her, you need to show up as that service provider that your clients want to go to. For me, my dream clients are older than me. My dream clients are 50. 50 and beyond. So my dream clients expect the best because they have seen different service providers their whole life. I need to speak a certain way. I need to present myself a certain way. And that is truly like all of my clientele. I apologize to my girls, my team members, because I've handed them my clientele and they're like, I really want to have some clients that are my age. And I'm like, yes, I'm so sorry. I built a very strong, very loyal clientele base, and they're all 50. That's just like, that's my dream client. So every day, show up as that service provider, show up as that CEO business owner, show up as her, and you will attract the clients that you deserve. But if you show up as anything less than her, you will either attract really flaky clients, clients that only want to come to you when you offer a discount, or you're going to attract clients at all. You're going to attract crickets and dust bunnies, and that's not cool. We don't want that. We don't want that energy. So really put out there what you think you deserve and what you think your clients deserve, because at the end of the day, everything's energy. You can manifest anything that you want, and I truly believe that it all goes back to your mindset. And if you believe that you can, you will. One question, I honestly don't even know if I started this podcast with this question. I think I did. But like, the question is that I keep getting from all of my coaching clients is, how have you done this? How have you, and I think they're thinking like, strategically, like, what did you put in place? Is there something that I'm missing marketing wise? Is there something that I'm missing? You know, do I need more team members? Do I need less team members? Do I need the brick and mortar? Do I need a salon suite? What is it that I need? And I don't necessarily think it's about the how. I think if you worry less about the how and more about the why. Why do you want what you want? And if you can really tap into why you want something and really live from why and that energy and the knowing and the deep-seated knowing that you will have it one day, the how will figure itself out. The how will present itself to you. I don't know how I'm going to, let's see, what's one thing? Okay, so I'm building a course, right? I'm building a course right now. This is, I'm like rewiring my brain constantly. So I really try not to think about the how. I just trust that, like, if I had an idea, I know that it's for me. I know that I can make it happen because your girl always figures it out. So it's kind of hard for me to think about how, but okay. I'm building a course right now. It is a marketing course to help estheticians get fully booked, right? Okay. I can sit around all day and I could be like, okay, how am I going to get this course filled, right? How am I going to sell this course? How am I going to, I think that would probably be like my most how questions, because I do want to like implement like how can I make this the best course for them? How can I provide the most value? Like, I definitely want to think about those how questions, but when it comes to how am I going to make it a success? How am I going to make sure that all of the estheticians that need to know about it, the how doesn't matter. I think if you wake up and you say, okay, I really think that, you know, my dream client goes to X coffee shop, go to that coffee shop, just hang out for a few minutes, hang out for an hour, read a book, listen to conversations around you. Maybe a conversation will come up about an art class that they went to. And then you could be like, hey, sorry to eavesdrop. I just heard you guys were talking about art class. I would love to get back into that hobby. Where was it? And then go to said art class and then meet people there. And then maybe those are your dream clients. Like, you don't know how you're going to manifest these people into your life and how you are going to fill your books with dream clients. But I promise you, if you start showing up as your dream service provider self, or in my case, I need to be the best business coach that I can possibly be. I need to step into that energy. I need to step into, how can I help you? How can I serve you today? How can I be the best person? And the how of making it work and the how of paying my bills will figure itself out, right? But if you sit in the, how am I going to build my books? How can I build my books? That energy is just so, you know what it is? It's the chase versus the attract energy. And I'm sorry if this is like way too woo-woo for you. This is just how I speak. And so if you vibe with it, cool, cool, cool. If you don't, I'm really sorry. This probably isn't the podcast for you, but I am definitely about energetics, manifestation, and the law of attraction. So I really hope it resonates with you. But if it doesn't, that's okay. That's okay. Go find another service provider who can help you. And I know there's so many out there, because like the world is so endless and so abundant. So I promise you, you're going to find somebody that aligns with you. Where was I going? Oh, chase versus thing attracting. Okay. So when you're chasing, you are putting out the energy that you are running after something, right? You are going after the clients, you're going after the money, you're going after the business, you're just like reaching and climbing and grabbing anything that you can. Attracting is really knowing that you are worthy, which you are, honey boo boo. Like, at the end of the day, you were born worthy. And the idea that you had to be a business owner automatically means you are worthy of being a business owner. You wouldn't get an idea planted in your head if you weren't worthy of having that. I know I am so worthy of being a business coach, and a very successful one at that. I know that deep in my soul. And I know that I'm worthy of having a successful business. And I know that I'm worthy of having all of the dream clients. And I know that I'm worthy of having just the life that I deserve, you know? So the attracting energy is really standing in the, like, I'm worthy of this. I attract exactly who's meant to be in my life. And honestly, everything happens for a reason. And if you tomorrow wake up and your whole booking system crashes and you lose all of your clients and the sky is falling and you're, I don't know, your business is just dust, right? The worst thing in the world that you can possibly think of happens, right? It happens for a reason. It happens to teach you a lesson, to kind of get you back on track, to guide you into the right direction. And truly, honestly, wholeheartedly, because I'll get into it, I'll get into my story a little bit in future episodes, but from tragedy comes transformation. From the worst days of my life, from when I could not get out of bed, from when I was crying endless tears literally every day, and this was like 2 months ago, this was not that long ago, transfer fucking mation happens, you know? So I think when you really step into who you are meant to be, you see transformation, you see tragedy from the transformation lens rather than from the sky is falling, the world is ending, my life sucks lens. So, but that's all stuff that you have to live through. You know, I can tell you this lesson all day long, and I was told it all day long. I've worked with shamanic healers. I've worked with literal shamans in Peru. Like, these people are magic. And they could tell me that all day long, and I wouldn't have believed them. You have to live through some of the worst times of your life, and the best times of your life are right on the other side, just waiting for you. And if you're going through a hard time, please reach out to me. I would love to connect with you and be a shoulder to cry on, and I'll cry with you because I'm so emotional. Like, if I see a sad commercial, I'm crying. So I'm right there with you, babe. But through tragedy comes transformation, and you should get so excited when something crazy terrible happens, because on the other side of that crazy time could be just like magic. It could be just right there. It's just steering you right in the direction that you need to go. Just hold on tight and truly, truly, truly believe in yourself and believe in the mission that you were meant to be on. You know, believe that this idea that's planted in your soul, planted in your mind, has purpose beyond what you could even imagine. So I hope this helped somebody. I feel like I really went at it. Yeah, so I love you guys. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I can't wait to share it with you. I hope that you have a beautiful weekend, and I will see you next week in next week's episode. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Beauty in the Bush. I love and adore you guys so much. I hope you loved this episode as much as I loved creating it. Feel free to leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And you can even subscribe to my YouTube channel, where we have the live version of these podcast episodes, if that floats your boat. Make sure you're following over on Instagram at the_SDpreneur for all the behind the scenes within my 6-figure brick and mortar beauty business, as well as my online coaching business for beauty professionals. I look forward to connecting with you there, and I will talk to you in next week's episode. Bye.